Now, according to Brian Hoare, is a new musical by Britain's Youth Music Theatre, part of its summer festival in London. It charts the life of one man who slept on the streets outside the Houses of Parliament in London for a decade as a protest against Britain's involvement in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Not the likeliest topic for a musical, maybe. We sent our reporter Jerry Sullivan to find out more about the show and the inspiration behind it.
On Tuesday night, I gave the order for British forces to take part in military action in Iraq. Tonight, British servicemen and women are engaged from air, land and sea.
In March 2003, the British Prime Minister Tony Blair announced that the country is going to war. It still stands as one of the most controversial wars in recent history and was beset by mass protests. One man who personified the opposition was 52-year-old Brian Hoare. For 10 years, he staged a lone demonstration camped outside the Houses of Parliament in London. 5 years after he started camping in Parliament Square, law was changed to limit his protest and force all demonstrators in the vicinity to obtain police permission. But Brian said he was determined to continue.
What I want to say is, yes, many more of our soldiers are going to die, and some of us care for them. Some of those boys are so reliant upon us.
So what are you going to do now? You're going to carry on protesting?
Yes, I am. What else can I do? What's the value? What's the price of my neighbour's baby? Who said they could be treated like this? Who said so?
Brian continued this protest until his death of lung cancer in 2011. So why is his story fit for a musical? I met one of Brian's children, Peter, and director Ellie Jones.
There are four intertwining stories, I suppose, all held together by the spine of the protest camp. Our audience arrive and are part of our protest camp, and within that we see the lives of the four different families. Through the length of the 10 years, one of the things that we thought was most interesting about Brian was, what does it take for someone to do that, to go and leave their family and spend 10 years on the pavement campaigning for something that you feel that strongly about, and what the impetus behind that is, and what the effect that has then on your life, on the lives of your family, and on the lives of people you don't know.
And those all sound like very big, meaty topics. Why would you then choose a musical to put all of that together?
There's power in music that you don't necessarily get with the spoken word. There's an epic quality to the piece because it spans 10 years, and the music can give it a kind of general sweep that I think you don't necessarily get when you're just doing a straight play.
What was your first impression when you found out that there was a musical being made about your dad?
I was shocked. I was pleased that people realised how important he was and how significant what he was doing. When I first heard the music, I found that the music and the lyrics really hit home with what I was feeling without even having those conversations beforehand.
So was there any particular song that you felt hit home?
Shades of Grey is a fantastic song. I think that song will help the people that come to see it realise that their first impression may not always be correct. The other song that really stands out to me personally was How Much Is Too Much? And the question is asked that how much effort should you put in, how much of your time, your emotion, your effort should go into pushing your agenda and saying what you want to say. And I think for me personally, that was really hard because it was clear how much effort Dad wanted to put in. And it really draws that question from myself. If there was something I cared about as passionately as he did, how far would be too far for me to go? I think that's something that really will hit home with the audience as well.
What was your reaction at the beginning of him sort of setting up on Parliament Square?
It took a while to realise how serious he was when he said, as long as it takes. He really meant that. So much changed over that 10 years, so many events that he missed or couldn't be there for. But I think the whole time he was there, it was empowered by us. And he would say this, he would say that it's because he loves his own children. He will stand up for children who don't necessarily have that love.
But why did he think it was important to protest and basically set up camp on Parliament Square? Why did he think that was so important to stay there?
In one word, impact. Every day that politicians come in and out of the gates, they can see him there. And they really knew he was there. You could tell from the lawsuits, from the new legislation, the impact that he had there was tremendous.
Now, unfortunately, Brian died from lung cancer in 2011. Now, I'm sure that sleeping outside, sort of like, basically outside in Parliament Square, can't have helped his health that much. Why did, again, was it just because he was determined that he was going to stay there to the bitter end?
Dad didn't know he had cancer till quite late on. We obviously knew as his family he was deteriorating in health. He was very frail. But, like as you say, his determination really pushed him through. As soon as he realised how ill he was, which was from smoking, Then that was when we had to start treatment and he was admitted to hospital in London. The biggest thing was that it was the smoking that killed him. The environment really didn't help. I stayed for 3 nights with him on Parliament Square once and it took so much out of me. People don't realise, but in the early hours every morning, the mist comes from the river and everything that you have is soaked. And with the extremes of winter and the extremes of summer, and he really was weathered. But that didn't matter. He was that selfless and that devoted that, and the issues were not changing, so why should he?
Jerry Sullivan was talking to the children of Brian Hoare. It's quite easy to dismiss someone that committed to protest as a nutter, Charlotte Vere, isn't it? And he was often dismissed as a nutter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, really spending 10 years on Parliament Square, is that really the best way to protest? And certainly from what I've been reading around it, I think it had a really significant impact on his family as well. And you've got to eventually look at what his effort, you know, his probably early death versus the reward. I mean, he was a very lone voice. People did dismiss his camp. It was very unsightly. And I'm not entirely sure why he gets to live on a public square. And if anyone else set up a tent, they wouldn't be allowed to.
He clearly had a calling, Arsalan. What do you make of people who think that is their role in life, to be a protester before a family man?
You know, I think that anybody who dedicates 10 years of their life, you know, to setting up shop, you know, in Parliament Square, really, you know, I think this musical is a fitting legacy to this man that, you know, whatever your views, you know, he showed a remarkable commitment to a cause that was greater than him. You know, at the end of the day, he had no, you know, personal vested interest in, you know, ending, you know, whether or not we ended wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But, you know, I think that his legacy will endure of trying to hold Westminster politicians to account. And so I think that this is a great idea.
You're shaking your head, Charlotte. Is your view of him coloured by the fact that you didn't agree with his cause? I mean, you were a supporter of the war in Iraq, but if it was a cause close to your heart, could you find some way to admire him?
Well, I think the issue is the effort that he's putting in worth it? Because I didn't think that he was having much of an impact. You know, there are other ways to campaign.
Well, that's often the way with protest. You're pushing at a closed door. That's the point of it, isn't it?
Well, you're just living on a square. Are you protesting or, you know, really, unless people are hearing your message, what is the point? Unless you got a beer in your bonnet and you're going to stick it out to the bitter end because you said you would.
Do you think, Arsalan, there was a message about the nature of democracy, the fact that people didn't listen to him, but he sat there anyway?
Absolutely. And again, I don't think that we can underscore the fact that he did this for 10 years. I mean, I've been to protests before, but, you know, this man made his life a protest. I mean, he did so peacefully. You know, he believed in a cause. And, you know, whether or not I agreed with his politics, you know, anybody who, you know, is willing to peacefully and nonviolently, you know, stand up for a cause that, you know, he feels at the end of the day, you know, as an average citizen of the United Kingdom, this was his way to, you know, to protest what he felt was his government's oversteps. I think that, you know, that's admirable, especially if you can do it for a decade.
Arsalan Iftikhar and Charlotte Vere are our guests on Weekend this weekend. You're listening to the BBC World Service live from London.